As you looked at that game and the no huddle itself, it seems as if that simplifies it for every quarterback, makes it easier for them, and takes away some of the pressure of that defense.
I was amazed. I'm going to tell you that, because before I went to the game with Kansas City and Denver, I saw the beginning of the game with New York and Philadelphia. It looked like, you know, Philadelphia had the upper hand. They had things going. And then when I saw after the game that Eli Manning was sacked eight times. You don't win when the quarterback is sacked eight times. And it shows me something about Eli, that he's not a person to give up. He's just hanging in there. And it looked like a situation where Philadelphia had everything under control. They're playing at home. They get the lead, and all of a sudden, whammo. You know, they let them off the hook. So I don't know what they were doing at the end of the game. They should have been doing what they were doing during the rest of the game when they were able to get to that quarterback and sack him. But that's an amazing statistic to me. A quarterback gets sacked eight times. Generally, you get your butt kicked pretty good on the scoreboard, and yet they were able to come back and win that football game.